Okay, so basically, is the last piece after this? I guess he gets into from Tu B'Shvat into leading up to Pesach, and then he has a whole thing in the back about like the different, like more detail in terms of the different species, the seven minim. But this is pretty unbelievable what he says here. Okay, so this is in Tal Lechayim Tu B'Shvat. Okay, so it says like this: V'hineh. Laorzot, Navinet Halacha, Beseder, Kedimas Habracha, Alperos, Shanishtabcha, Bahen, Eretz Yisrael. So, if you, in the Gemara in Brachos, in the sixth parak, it talks about the Pasuk, Eretz Chita Usaora, Yegefen, Utain of Rimon, Eretz Zeshem, Nadvash. And he uses that as a way to give us a, you know, basically the hierarchy of Brachos, right? So, which Bracha goes before which? So, it says there, basically, depending on the proximity of that min, that species, to the word Eretz in the Pasuk, that's the one that goes first, right? So, Yadu Shekola Korvel Haaretz Kodem Bebracha. Eretz Chita Usa'ara Begefen Te'en of Rimon, Eretz Zeshem and Devash, right? So, it has the word Eretz referring to Eretz Yisrael. It says it twice in the Pasuk, and it goes to Eretz, and then what's next to it? Chita, Sa'ara. So, wheat, barley, begefen, grapes, uteina, figs, virimon, pomegranates, and then it starts again. Eretz, and what's next to that? Zayit, nesais, which is olives. Shemen is talking about dates. I'm sorry, shemen is, zayit shemen is olive oil. And then udvash is talking about, the dvash of that pasuk is talking about dates. So now, lachain, Hachita v'asara rishonim, haynu birchas hamizonot, right? So, the bracha of mizonot, or hamotzi, v'chein yetir chameshet minei dagan, shehem b'chlal hachita v'asara. So, all the five types of grain will be associated with the chita sa'ora, and so therefore, because of the proximity to the word aretz, they will go first. La'achar mikein hazayit. Then you have the olive, right? Because then it goes back. So you have two times it says Eretz. So the first Eretz gets precedence. So Chita Vesora that are next to that get go first. Then we jump over to the next reference of Eretz, which has the olive next to it. Shehu Rishon L'Eretz Hashniya La'achar Mikein HaTamar. Then we go to the Tamar because that's next to, because I guess you go, it's beginning of Pasuk Eretz. Then you jump to the second Eretz. And then what's after that? Shusheni l'aretz hashniya. L'achar mikein ha'navim. Then you jump back to the grapes. Shehem shlishi l'aretz harishona. Because it's the third. Meaning, I guess you go first spot, and then you go second spot, and then so on. So then, so l'achar mikein ha'tamar shuhu sheni l'aretz hashniya. L'achar mikein ha'navim shehem shlishi l'aretz harishona. L'achar mikein te'en avrimon v'chule. So v'nei. Inyan hasmichas la'aretz einenu techni bilvad. It's not some kind of technical thing. Ela ha'aretz hi mamash mekor hakadusha. Rather, eretz, quote unquote, is the source of holy, of sanctity. V'kechol sha'apri huskar b'kirov eleha. So therefore, the fruit that's closest to it, harei zo edus shehachiyus v'hakodesh shel ha'aretz mitgalebo yoter. It's not just that, oh, it's a cute thing. You got Eretz, and you have Chita, great. But rather, since Eretz is the source of sanctity, that which is close is to it is actually I would translate literally would be testimony, but is a testament to the it actually an expression is a better word is an expression. To the vitality and the kedusha of quote unquote of Eretz Yisrael, which is and it's therefore very much expressed through that even that much more. Lachin haprisha huskar karv el haaretz hu mekudash yoter. It has a greater sanctity because it is a greater expression. It has the ability to express the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael that much more. Lachin kodem bracha lacher, and therefore it gets precedence in terms of the brachas that we make. Hu asher ra'inu. So the bottom line is that the peros haaretz are an expression reveal the kedusha of Eretz Yisrael. Davar zeh anu motzim beferish bebracha haachrona al haperos. She bracha al haaretz atzma yachad im haperos. Al ha'etz v'al priya etz v'al tmasa sadavi al eretz. So you see like this idea of the interplay in the bracha haachrona that we make, the main shalosh, that you have, here is, we thank Hashem for the tree, for the fruit of the tree, and then we go on to La Aretz Chen the Torah Rochava Asher Tisav and Chalta Levasil and Lachom and Piyav Lispa Mitzvah. And then we go into the, you know, asking for compassion for Yerushalayim, for Yisrael Amachav, Yerushalayim Yerechav, Aretz Timish Kankav Adechav, and Zuchav Yachalecha, and then rebuilding of Yerushalayim, Vechulei. Right, so this idea, Hinei Tireh Kama Habracha Mesovevet Saviv Haaretz, right, so this whole idea of how we see how much the bracha achrona is totally focused on the land. Ki bemet ikar mahut ha-pri hu kedushas haaretz atzma. So the essence of the pri, of the fruit, is that of an expression of the sanctity of the land. Right. So this idea of it's not just some cute line, haaretz. Eretz Chita, Sora, Vechule, but rather, it's very much that these things are an expression of the sanctity of the land. So now, we are now going to take this idea and we're going to expand on it, right? So we're going to take, we're saying, Kedusha Sa'aretz is here. Now let's see even more so. V'hine yesh sod nifla v'davar, v'hu na'utz b'briyas ha'adam u'biyachas b'enod b'en ha'ilonos, ki kach kasa b'tara. So the truth is, there's a tremendous, like, I guess, a hidden idea that we have in terms of the creation of man and his relationship to the trees, as we see in the creation story. It says in the creation story, "Vayitzar Hashem Elokim es Adam afar min Adama, vayipach b'apav nishmas chayim." Hashem takes man and he takes him from all the pieces of the ground of the Adama, and then he blew within his nostrils a living soul. Vayi Adam l'nefesh chay, and then man's a living being. Vayi Hashem Elokim gan be'eden mikedem vayasem sham et Adam asher yatzar vayatzmach Hashem Elokim min Adama kol etz nechmad l'mara v'tov l'machal v'etz achayim b'toch hagan v'etz hadas tovara. And then it gives into this expression. It tells us about the fact that God planted, he planted a garden, puts man in that garden, and then he it talks about the planting and growing of trees. So Hatara mitzayenet that briyat Adam umiyah ba'achar mikain et netias ha'etzem ve'hatzmachas ha'peros. So right here, the Torah, it's not just some kind of coincidence. But he says the significance of such a deep level, man's creation followed by the planting of trees and then the growth of fruits from on them, right? So this very, very much deeply connected. So we see v'yesh lavin et hasmichos bein yitziras ha'adam bein etiyas ha'ilanos v'atzmachas ha'peros. So now we have to understand what's the connection between man, tree, and fruit. Sod ha'inyan na'otz b'masha amar ha'kasov v'yitzar Hashem Elokim es Adam afar min Adama. So first it starts out from the fact that the pasuk tells us that God formed man from the ground, from ha'adama. He named Makor ha'adam hu mi'adama. So the source, the starting point of man is the Adama. V'tei deklal gadlus, we should know a very important rule. V'hu sh'anivram einam notzrim pam achas. So we have to understand that when you have a creation, it's not that they're just created and that's it, and then they're going to be on autopilot without any need for a renewal of life. Rather, Hashem is constantly constantly renewing the entire creation on a regular basis. We say mechadish b'cholyom every day. Others say every moment. Mamash Hashem is like literally like constantly supplying the flow that allows us, kind of like we use electricity as the analogy. He's the source that keeps us going. So now, understanding this, now along this line, move on zeh, So we see that man constantly needs to have a source of a flow of life that in order to keep him going. And the truth is that this flow needs to come in a way that it came in the original way. Meaning the same way that it started out originally is a continuum to that flow of what made us in the beginning. Vahainu, shahadam notzer min adama. So if we are created from the ground, from the adama, mimeila gam behemshech kimo chiyuto humi makoro. So what's going to keep us going is going to be from the source of where we come. Shehu adama. So that what's going to keep us going is the ground. And this is what's going on. The juxtaposition of man's creation to that of the planting of the trees and the fruits that come from there are basically saying that these two things go hand in hand. That they're coming from the vitality that comes from the ground is for man. It's for man to be able to continue to be existing. Kamo ha'im, so the analogy is just like a mother, shemolidat bina, when she gives birth to a child, vi'achar mikein minikoto migufa, she writes, she nurses the child from her body, shegufa miyatzer chalav b'avuro, her body is creating milk for the baby. That when the child was in her womb, the child is formed and comes from her body, from her blood. And then when she's separated, when the child is separated from the mother, then we say that blood, that the source of the life of the child, now is it transfers into that milk that sustains the child. Kach adama, so to the ground. Shebetchila, at the beginning, ha adam notzer mimena, man is created from the ground. V'lachar mikein, so too. Motzia eitzim mehem peros metukim. So then after that, after man's created from there, the same ground gives forth trees, and from there, sweet fruits. Mazon avor hayelat shala. And so that it's going to give off the produce for its child. That's going to allow the child, here in our analogy, man, to continue to exist. V'hu haramos b'kasev. Simchus Yerushalayim v'gilu ba'a kol ohaveh sisuk ita masos kol ha'masav ma'leha l'man tinku v'usavatem mishod tanchumeha l'man tamotzu v'his anagtem miziv kvoda. So you should rejoice, Jerusalem, right? And that basically, that you'll nurse and be satisfied from the nipple of the tanchumeha, from its the consolation, then that what leman tamotzu v'sanag tamiziv koda. So the idea that there's this relationship of Yerushalayim, basically giving us, you know, like satiating us and giving us existence, but the idea of from the land. So the idea that here the thing that begets humanity is the thing that's going to sustain humanity, right? So the idea that the juxtaposition of the trees and its fruit, it's just like the mother that gives birth to the child and then is able to then give life, continuous sustenance to the child to allow it to grow. It's the same, so that the same idea of the land as well for humanity. So nimsa, shasmichos bein yitziras ha'adam afram in adamo bein netiyas ha'etzim v'hasmachas ha'peros hi barura ma'od. So this idea of the juxtaposition is the continuation of man's existence. He notes him, Adam, he's created from the man, from the land. And that from there Hashem prepares his sustenance from there. That are the trees and the fruits. Hashem said, and now I want you to eat from the fruit of the tree. So you see this idea, Vayitzar Hashem Elokim es Adam, Afar min Adama, Vayitzar Hashem Elokim gam Eidem Mikedem, Vayitzmach Hashem Elokim min Adama, Kol Eitz Nachman Olamara V'Tov L'Machal, Vayitzav Hashem Elokim Al HaAdam Le'mor Mikol Eitz HaGan Achol Tochel. Kol Eilu Hein HaChanos. So all of these steps are preparations that Hashem made, Shalei Mechina HaKadosh Baruch Hu L'Hazanat HaAdam, to be able to sustain man, to be able to give us sustenance. Reishis B'tziyoto Mikov HaAdama, and he originally creates us from the land, from the ground, and then v'lach mikach mikain behemshach inikuto mimena aydei haylanos, and then the continuation of this, of the ability to keep man alive, is through that, through these trees. So it's like this deep connection. It's like you're created from this thing, and this thing is now going to continue to sustain you, and so your sustenance is coming from the place of your source of creation. So now. So here's a very deep idea. So on the surface, eating is just a physical thing, and that it just, like the idea of the fruits, is that it's just in order to sustain the body. But the truth is, that's not it. That understand this very deep idea that the land of Israel is called the land of living, Shehi or Elyon, that it's actually an expression of the supernal or eternal, supernal light. It's like this very holy thing. So it has in it an inner aspect and an external aspect. You have first this idea of the external aspects of the land, which you can see with your eye. Shematzmicha peros l'machal haguf, that it grows fruits in order to be able to sustain the body. Ach, b'shoresh ha'panimi yesh eretz elyona. But there's also a deeper, like hidden root, that is the land of the spiritual place, sod eretz chaim, which is this idea of a living place, eretz Hashem, which is again the spiritual place. V'hi so neshama, v'nimtzeis b'pnimius ha'aretz ha'gluya k'neshama b'gof. And so there's this idea that there's also a corresponding spiritual aspect to the land of Israel, and therefore v'nimtzeis b'pnimius ha'aretz ha'gluya k'neshama b'gof. So that we found that that there's this in the inner land that's expressed that's revealed is like the neshama and the guf, so that like this idea of the soul that's within the body. V'hi chokeket b'toch haperos atzmam or v'kedusha ki b'toch hapri hagashmi nimsheches neshama kedusha shebam mi'apnimis v'hi mazel neshama sa'adam. So that within these fruits you have a physical fruit. But within that physical fruit, you have a spiritual element, and that that in this physical fruit, you have an neshama of a spiritual aspect in the depths of it, and that also sustains the person's soul. So kach Eretz Yisrael he was sod pnimius v'hachitzonius neshama v'gof. So too Eretz Yisrael has both an external and a hidden or a spiritual aspect, like we have the physical body and its soul. V'chein pirotecha m'shroshim v'shtei habachinas b'chitzonis l'guf v'pnimis l'neshama. So the fruits of the land of Eretz Yisrael have both a physical element as well as a spiritual element as well. V'hinei zesod pamayim eretz shemuskeres b'pasuk eretz kitav v'sarov v'gevim tein avirun eretz yisrael shemen advash. Why does it repeat the word eretz twice in that pasuk? The truth is that the first reference of Eretz in that pasuk is referencing the spiritual aspect of the land of Israel, and the second one, right, is really talking about referencing what we see on the land. You come here physically; there is a physical, there's a physicality that's present in the land. And that both of these aspects are present in the land of Israel, in the Peros, right? You have the physical, and you're going to have a spiritual element to them as well. V'tavin sodo, and understand this. I guess this idea, this sod. Ki shivat haminim na'arachim keneged shiva hamidos hatachtonos. So now, think about the number seven. The seven are parallel, are corresponding to the seven where we talked about the Chagas Nehim, Chesed, Gvurah, Tveras, Netzach, Hod, Yisod, those seven lowers, that they actually correspond to those. V'yadua shechamish and hamidos harishonos, Chesed, Gvurah, Tveras, Netzach, Vahod, the first five, Hein Sod HaOr HaElyon. Those are the idea, the aspect of the upper, that Or HaElyon, the spiritual light, Bechinas HaPnimios, the deeper, like hidden aspect, Umidos HaYisod V'malchus, and the lower two, Yisod HaMalchus, are more physically expressed. Bechinas hachitzonis. That's what we see on the outside. Yisod yadu b'sod hashvatim, ki rachel hi sod alma deskalia, sod hachitzonis. And we have by the tribes. We have the two mothers, right? We have Rachel and we have Leah, right? So Rachel is from the element from the side of the revealed. Sod hachitzonis. That's what we see, that she's always referred to as the beautiful one, right? She's externally very present, like very much represents the more externalized thing. And Leah, on the other hand, is more of the inner aspect. The first five that we have in the list, Shehem Kineged Chesed Gvura Tveras Netzach Lahod Kinoda. Right, so the first five are going to be corresponding to those first, Chagas, Netzach, and Hod. So that's Shebahem Mushrashim Sod B'nei Leah. So B'nei Leah have these elements. Shehem Ruvain is Chesed is Chita, Shimon is Gvur is Sora, Levi is Tefer is Geffen, Yehuda Nichla Limo, he's together with him, V'te'ena V'rimon Netzach V'hod Sod Yisachar V'zulon, V'heim Haaretz HaYona. So those correspond to those Shvatim. Those are more of have a spiritual, more internalized aspect. And Shemen, Shehu Yisod Hatzadik, Sod Shemen Zayis Kanoda. So it's interesting. Yosef, who's this more external, he corresponds to the idea of the olive oil. And Binyamin Hudvash, Sod Hamalchus Hanikra Tamar Kanoda. Okay, this is something we'd have to take out the Sif Seichin. Go back into those things and see. It's very interesting. We didn't get that in the Tishchein. I don't think he ever talked about the Shiva Minim and how they correspond to the Chagas to him, the seven lower spheres. Okay, fine. Also, it's interesting how he ties in this to the Shvatim, and I guess you could go deeper into thinking about I remember hearing a lecture. A few years ago, where the person was explaining that each territory in Eretz Yisrael corresponds to a different shevet, and that when you're there, you can actually, if you attune yourself to it, you can feel the energy. The land has the energy of that shevet. So we were up north; it was like Shevet Naphtali's area, and it's a much more you go up there in the north, and the Shomron, or I forgot exactly Galil, where we were, it's the Galil maybe. But it's you get there, it's the energy is more relaxing. And so she said Naphtali, if you think about the way the Torah describes Naphtali's, attributes, there's a certain calm that you'll experience within Naphtali's, his area. So then you can take that out and you can figure out exactly when you're in your Yerushalayim, it's a little bit more intense, you get a Yehuda and you get some Binyamin, it's a mix of those two. So, but either way. So Imkain. But the idea is that you have this deep, you have an external and a very spiritual element within the land and its fruits. That when we eat, our food is... it sustains our bodies and also our souls. Ki motzei pi Hashem shevelechem hu shefa hachiyot shemazina et haneshama, v'halechem agashem mezina tagof. so that we have within, let's say, bread, you have within it Hashem's, there's a spiritual energy that's in there that sustains the soul. And so too, it has a physical element as well that sustains the body, the physical body. This is the Rav Chaim Vital. V'chein ha-mazon v'ha-lechem sh'adam ochel yesh lo chiyot, v'achiyot hu ha-dibor, sh'yatsi mi-piv Hashem, yesh mi-piv Yisparach, be'ez ha-briya. So the food and bread that a person eats has within it vitality, we'll call it vitality, or life energy. And that is the that vitality is from the when Hashem said let there be that spiritual element that's within the food. And Kishamar Totzi Haaretz Kach V'Kach Osa Ahevel Hu Davar Sheyesh Bo Mamash. So that Hashem's Maimer when He said let there be this is embedded within into these physical things. V'Kamosha Adam Kishu Medaber Mutsa Havel Piv Osa Ahevel Hu Chelik Nishmaso. So the idea is that when man speaks, that it is actually an expression of his neshama. And we see that when a person passes away, so that it goes away, it's no longer there. So that there's a spirit, that the idea of dibor is the spiritual element. So that's why it says you shouldn't talk frivolous things because it's taking away from the person's soul. So shamati miharav kavod harav Rabbi Shimon short al pasuk lo yachel dvaro kechol hayotim piv yasa im tovim ra kain osev ibori sinigarn v'o kategarn. So we say that the person, when he says something, should not let it go. Meaning, whether good or bad, when we say something good, we create positive angels. And when we say something negative, it creates negative angels. And that's with man, so much so, more so with Hashem. When Hashem spoke, so we just had this, right? We had the Bamar Harsina. It says that we saw the sounds. Rowanet Hanishma, Shahi Rowanet Hadibor, Shahi Abba Mnasheko Tam Alpihem. That when they saw Hashem, when Hashem spoke, it actually came and it kissed them on their mouths. The Haya Omer Mikablani Atalecha. Nimsa Shahayu Rowanet Hadibor, Kamo Malachad. That they saw when Hashem spoke, it was like it created something that they actually experienced. V'chein haya hadibor she'amar be'ez habriya l'chol davar davar. Oso hadibor nichnas lios chiyus betocho legadla. So that when Hashem spoke in the original creation, it also came and it gave life to those things. V'im kein b'mazon sha adam ochel yesh chelek chumri shazan agov shal ha'adam v'gam yesh bochiyot. So that when a person eats, it has both elements of physicality for the body, it also it has its sustenance for the body, but also for the neshama. Shem gam kein chelik haneshama shavadam. So Hashem imbues spiritual energy into the world when He spoke, and those things are there. So that when we eat, we're not just getting a physical sustenance; we're also getting spiritual sustenance as well. The imzeh yiturat koshizu. She'ech efshar ba'olam she'alechem hu shehu chumri yazon chalki ha'nefesh she'ba'adam shehu ruchnius. So if our food is completely physical in nature, how can it give sustenance to our spiritual side? V'im lo yochal adam lechem lo shum mazon kach yimut b'rav v'teitzei nishmaso mimenu v'im yochal kezayis lechem yichya v'hech efshar she'alechem yamid ha'neshama ruchnius. So how is it that when we eat that there's some kind of spiritual sustenance to our souls. Umehechrech kushya azo, amru ha-philosophim, she'ein ha-yisharut la-nefesh, v'kamoze king moze, kishe yamos ha-adam v'yivsad chelek kufo, gam king yivsad chelek nishmasog, kevron she'hi nizones midivrei chumri, gam hi chumrit, v'ein ha-meskein, ki chasu shom, ki heim lo yadu ki kol ma she'amru, marnu, she'yeshchi is el ha-mazon, so the philosophers want to say that what that the neshama has nothing to it, that it's that when you see that when the body goes away, physical body goes away, the spiritual soul is gone. But the truth is that's not the case. But rather, they don't know this teaching, but rather within the physical food there's also a spiritual element as well. There's also this element of a spiritual energy that's there that sustains the soul within the food as well. So we understand this, what when we read this pasuk, we would say a person doesn't live on bread alone, but needs rather a spiritual type of sustenance. But now we're saying, the way we're learning this is that that within the lechem itself, you have a spiritual energy that's there as well. That what came out, the spiritual energy that came out of the time of creation, it's called davar v'davar, oso adibor nichnas v'oso amazon, that utterance of Hashem actually became embedded into the physical realm as well. Oso adibor nichnas v'oso amazon, who hamichay et adam, and that also sustains man, the spiritual side of man as well. V'chach tzarech levarach al amazon ki ayidei habracha mitarei achiyot. And that's why we have to make a bracha on the food that activates this spiritual energy as well. Zamar v'zacharta tisker achilas haman. Remember eating of the man. Ki kavanaso is bracha isa lahodiacha tirutz lazeh. Kimosha haman hayaruchni. So just like the what we know that the man was very out of spiritual, was very much spiritual. V'im kolze hayabo koach lazon gam chelik gufadam shavadam shu humri. So on the flip side, right? So we have the man, and the man had we understand it was a spiritual food, but it also had a physical element to it because it sustains the physical as well. Kamochein teda ki gam hachumri lazon chelik hanefesh shiidias haafachim achas. So we understand that this idea that you have within a physical thing, i.e., food, that has within it a spiritual energy that sustains the soul. So the bracha that we make on our food activates the spiritual elements that are in it. They're still there, even if you don't make the bracha, but how much more so that when you do. Right? If you do a mitzvah and you don't really have kavana, it's going to work a little bit. So when a person does a mitzvah with a special kavana, it's going to elevate that action to much greater level. So too, when it comes to this idea of the food, that within the food, what he's basically saying is a really, I mean, if you read the pasuk, ki lal alechem halavado yechya adam ki al kol motze pi Hashem, the pasuk shot that we read there is that you can't just live on bread alone. You need some spiritual sustenance, right? That's usually like the idea of that pasuk, not tied into the food that we're eating. Here he's saying that what the shot in that pasuk is that it's saying that within the food is a spiritual element that was embedded from the time that God created the world. That when it says Hashem said, there should be, that it put within it, it embedded within it, that spiritual element as well, that spiritual energy. So that now, when we eat that food, even without doing anything, you're gaining a spiritual positive energy. And then if you make a bracha, you're activating, you're even taking it to a higher level. Nimsa, sheyesh b'peiros Eretz Yisrael, shefa v'mazon, hein l'guf v'hein l'neshama. So now bringing us back to the, quote-unquote, the peiros haaretz, that when we eat from the peiros Eretz Yisrael, we're gaining not just a physical thing, but also for the neshama. Kiyesh kedusha beperos atzmam. Kemosh aroma trumas umaisus. We see that it's expressed the fact that we have the way we treat the peros, with that they we take off trumas umaisus. The truma becomes something that's holy in the maisus as well. V'hei ma'atzilin shefa gam l'shar peros b'shar betocham hormu. And the effect, they have a positive impact on the other peros. So maybe it's an expression of that. V'shefa zeh hu hamazon haruchni shashkina mechayet baneha. And so this idea that we have within these peros, you have this element of spirituality. There's a spiritual energy that's in them that sustains us. So this is going back to when the creation story, we see that man, after he's created, you have the creation of the trees and its peros. Through them, that through that, that's how Hashem continues to sustain his children. So this so too, is we can understand the idea of what Shechina is, the presence of Hashem, and the soul of Yisrael. Shechina is Eretz HaYona, v'hi mitlabeshes b'Eretz HaTachtona. So you have Shechina that's above, and it's given vestments in the land below. So Eretz Yisrael HaGashmas. And that's the idea of it being expressed within the physical world of Eretz Yisrael. V'hashefa shemer hu hakoach shematzmiach et peros haaretz. And that shefa is the power that comes through that helps grow the fruits of Eretz Yisrael. V'peros yesh shiluv shel haaretz hatachtona im haaretz alyona. And then when you end up happening is that the peros that are in Eretz Yisrael are mamish, a common, they're like a partnership, they're a fusion of the upper world and the lower world. So Rashkina Shemichina Mazon Nishmos Banaha, Der Hapir Shalaretz. So the nature of the fruits of the land of Eretz Yisrael is that they're physical in nature, but they also are spiritual in nature. And there's a fusion of both, that they come together, and that's what Paris Eretz Yisrael are. And that's Eretz twice. Eretz, the Eretz is the upper land, meaning the Olam HaAlyon. And the Eretz, the second one, is the lower land. And then he talked about the idea. The second one is Keneged Malchus and Yesod. And so the oil is Keneged Yosef HaTzadik. And and what's in Binyamin is Malchus is the Tamar, is the day. Okay, for now. And that's the Devash. So now, it's the land of milk and honey. Okay, fine. Something to think about. The honey, again, is the devash, right? Is the devash of the dates. Binyamin. Okay, fine. But we see this amazing thing, this idea that the peros of Eretz Yisrael, the sanctity that's in them, that we treat them with this reverence, that we give them, we offer trumas and maestros, and then when it comes to peros shvius, that would be, you know, on steroids, I guess. You know, that would be like the opening up, revealing of that they're all holy. That's why we have to treat them with special kedusha. With this in mind, it would be very much like a case that would go against any type of heter mechira, because what you want to do is you want to have peros haaretz growing during shvius and partaking of them. There's a mitzvah. It's like a holy thing. I want to partake of those holy fruits. Okay, either way. So now, the Or Dvar Me'elu, Navin et Masha Amru Chachamim Medrash, Rabbi Shmuel Ba Kume Rabbi, Banai Bnei Bava Beschus Machayim. So he asked them, what is Bnei Bava, what keeps you guys alive? Amalei Beschus HaTorah. It's through the Beschus of the merit of Torah. Bnei Yitzor Beschus Machayim Chayim. Amalei Beschus Trumos U'Maisros. What keeps us alive, what sustains us is the Trumos U'Maisros. Bnei Yitzor Beschus Machayim. Amalei Beschus Shein Mechavdim Es Yam Tovim Shabbos. Okay? And then what keeps the Bnei Surya is that they have their mechave, they honor Yom Tov and Shabbos. Hinei, hu davar pele. So this is very interesting teaching. Kinera asher b'nei bavel chayim b'schus ator b'nei Eretz Yisrael b'schus trumos u'maisros. Here it's kind of strange. Say Torah is on a much higher level. So he's saying that the b'nei bavel, they're sustained through Torah. It's the merit of Torah. Whereas b'nei Yisrael, it seems to be just trumos u'maisros. V'halob v'adai Eretz Yisrael hi le'ela mi'bavel, but Eretz Yisrael should be on a higher level than Bavel. Madua hachiyus shel Bavel hi alyonah shi ha'torah kedosha b'nei Eretz Yisrael chayim mikach chumas u'maisos? How can it be that it seems to be that Eretz Yisrael is being treated on a lower level? Zos v'od, additionally, hanei b'amamri chazal rab mitbaher heitev she'ein Torah ketoras Eretz Yisrael. We also know that we have this idea that there's something special about the Torah of Eretz Yisrael. Shebihiru mir, that it's even, there's more clarity in the Eretz Yisrael's Torah. The amkus v'kedusha atzuma. It has a depth and it has a greater sanctity. So then, what's going on in this teaching? Maybe v'adai shebnei Eretz Yisrael nizona mitoras Hashem. Hal yona hamir baretz. Madu amru chacham miskos trumas u'maisos. So what's going on here? If anything, the Torah of Eretz Yisrael should be that which it sustains and should be on a higher level. So what's going on here? Ella shetavin so gado. We should understand a very important idea. Ki bevadaya Torah hi me'al hakol. Torah is on the highest level. It's the apex. V'gam be'eretz Yisrael hi mekor habracha kula. And so too in Eretz Yisrael, it is the source of blessing. Ella shebe'eretz Yisrael yesh or miyuchad me'od, shehu sod ha-shef ha-mezuchach, shemeir l'guf l'nshama ke'achad, v'hu sod shumas u'maisva shechoshfim et ha-kedusha shebe'gas mishal Eretz Yisrael, v'schus zeh na'asim ne'Yisrael, zuchachim be'gufam nishvasam. So additional to all the Torah stuff is also this idea that you have in Eretz Yisrael something special, this special shefa, the special flow of Kedusha, right, that comes, that's actually merged together with physical and spiritual. And that's expressed in Trumas and Maestros. That there you have it, it's an expression of the Kedusha that you have within the physical realm of Eretz Yisrael. And B'schus de Nasim Neiseros, and then through that, it gives a certain cleansing to the body and to the neshama of a person that's in Eretz Yisrael. And that will enables a person Eretz Yisrael then to be able to receive the Torah on a higher level. That's Torah Eretz Yisrael. In order to really receive the Torah, you have to have a vessel for it, and that's a pure body. So it's through this. So now, so by taking part of being in Eretz Yisrael and having the Paris Eretz Yisrael, so that really enables the body through the it's not just the physical, but the spiritual element to the food that's ingested, and that elevates it, gives a certain tahara to the body, which enables it to be a vessel to be able to take Torah in a higher level. And we see this idea with the people who ate the man, she'achluhu, they ate in order to be able to cleanse their bodies to be able to receive Torah. Our body is built based on what we eat, right? We are what we eat. We know that when it came to the revelation of Sinai, the negative energy that was put into man through the sin, the original sin from the Nachash. V'yesh l'shol, mahu adavar shegaram l'chach, what helped us get there, that we were able to have this cleansing? So the answer is, v'tavin heitev, ki im titbonim v'seder ha-parashios tira. Now, look at the way the Torah reads, right? That between Kriyas Yamsuf, the splitting the sea, and Parashios Bashalach, ben mamad har Sinai ba Parashios Haman. Right, what's it doing there? Why do you have Parashios Haman that comes before the giving of the Torah? Shehi haparsha ikara shebein yitzias mitzrayim bein matan Torah. Nimsa shehainyan ikari shebein yitzias mitzrayim lematan Torah hu achilas haman. The thing that's important that comes between us coming out of Egypt and getting the Torah is eating the man. Muvan ze hine haman hu shezichach et Yisrael lekabal Torah. The man, eating the man, it was the cleansing that allowed us to be able to receive the Torah. The Torah is given to those who eat the man. It was like this pure spiritual food that helped us cleanse from the sin of the dirt that we got from the snake. You know, She'adam machlif chumrim b'gufo ad she'gufo nivnem ha'machom she'achav b'meshech oso hashana. As time goes on over the course of the year, it impacts the body and cleanses. V'nimsa k'she Yisrael ochlu ataman hochlaf gufo mamish v'nivna b'machal kadosh zeh v'lachach paska zuma k'ein zuma v'psolet b'man sod lechem avirim she'nivla b'ayvarim. It's ha'atzmo ha'shorish v'asiba l'hafzaka sa'zuama. So he's saying that basically the man had this purity to it. So as we ate it, it impacted all of our bodies, and it cleansed us from this. There was a. It's interesting. Like Alpi Kabbalah, you see that what it's saying is that the physical body is impacted from the spiritual realms as well. And so by eating a spiritual food, there's something that was tainted within us from the time of the sin of Adam and Chava. And that it was still present, but it was through the eating of the man that allowed the body to be cleansed of this impurity. So too, when it comes to the eating in Eretz Yisrael, shehem hatenuva shemachshiret b'nei Eretz Yisrael the kabel Torah Yona Torah shel Eretz Yisrael. So the peros, these spiritual food that we eat here in the land of Israel, it actually prepares a person to be able to receive Torah on a higher level, that which is we call Torah Eretz Yisrael. V'tavin so gadol ki haTorah hi midas haTeferes v'Eretz Yisrael hi midas haMalchus. So Torah is Teferes. Eretz Yisrael is the idea of Malchus. V'nodesh haMalchus hi kli avur haShefa shel or haTeferes. So if we understand, right, Malchus is the idea that less le migarmi klum, right? It has none of itself. It's only it's a vessel to receive. And so therefore, if we're saying that what Eretz Yisrael is Malchus, what it means is that it's a place that it allows us to become the vessel in order to receive on the highest level. So the nature of food and the Peiros Eretz Yisrael is in this idea of the element of Malchus, hein ha-machinen es levavos Yisrael l'or ha-teferes. It prepares the hearts of the Jews to be able to take in the light of the Teferes of the Torah. B'shefa ha-kadosh ha-elyon shemir b'Eretz Yisrael. V'lachin ein Torah k'taras Eretz Yisrael shehi chiyas nesham adira. So it's an amazing thing, saying that this physical land is, within it has this very powerful spiritual energy that's in the food itself. And when we ingest this food, it not only gives us physical sustenance, but it's giving us a spiritual experience, that it's giving us spiritual sustenance and a cleansing, etc., etc. And it allows us to be able to then go and experience and receive Torah on a different level. Laura calls us Navin. Now, just on a practical level, last year after I came back, I went to the doctor. Went to what's his name, to Sam Friedman, and my cholesterol levels didn't change anything, and they were better. The numbers were better, so maybe. All right, I don't know. That is just I walked more. Okay, either way. So now the oracle is Navin. Shaha Simcha B'tu B'Shvat. He Simcha Shal Eretz Yisrael. So the celebration of Tu B'Shvat is the Simcha. It's a celebration of Eretz Yisrael. Be simcha al ha'geula, and it's also simcha on redemption. Ki ha'peiros hi derech shalanu lehitkasher l'shechina, because these fruits are a way for us to connect to Hashem. Kamo she'ra'inu b'kodem l'chein, she'adama she'mimena natzranu, so the land, the ground which we are created from, mamshicha l'hachyos atanu derech ha'ilanos v'peirosim, right? It continues to help us live, it continues to sustain us through the trees and its fruit. Kamo ha'im ha'minikat b'nah, just like the mother that she nurses her children. Kach b'peres Eretz Yisrael, yesh p'nimius v'chitzionis. So too, we said, the fruits of Eretz Yisrael have both an external and a hidden aspect. Shefa l'neshama v'lguf. It has a flow for the body and for the soul. Ki ha'shchina ha'kadosha mitlabesh es b'Eretz Yisrael. The Holy Shekhinah is clothed with Eretz Yisrael. Umar be'apirotev be'en yafe. And when it's present, it allows, it enables the growth of fruits in a more favorable way. ba'ayin yafa, in a, it's a better way to translate, but like just with tremendous positive growth. So just like the analogy, taking it with the mother and the child, that when she gives birth to the child, she becomes more and more capable of nursing. When you see the land of Israel giving forth greater and greater amounts of fruit and vegetables, that is a sign that that's the time that the redemption is coming. So just like we see that when a woman is about to give birth, she has a greater increase in her milk supply. So we see that the idea is that the sustenance for the child is ready, prepared before it's born. So as the land will start giving forth greater and greater amounts of fruits, and because it's ready for the children. So that this is like the shefa of Hashem that's within, that's clothed within the physicality of the land, right? This is the idea that from here, that's where the Peres Eretz Yisrael are coming. So to understand that the lofty level of a person eating the fruits in Eretz Yisrael. Right, we saw this idea that when you make a bracha before you eat, it actually awakens the spiritual element of the food. So you should understand that just like we said, that there are two aspects to food. It has a physical and a spiritual element to it. And so that when we eat, we have both the external and the internal. On the external side, we eat physically. But on the spiritual side, it's the blessing. Through the making that blessing, so that when a person makes a bracha, what they're doing is they're activating and they're elevating that spiritual light that's within the food. Right, and mamish like it activates it. Kamoshi yedua liyodichin shesod hamochin hapnimim nimshachem ba'achila hamochin hamekifin nimshachem bebracha besod selam kanoda v'nimsa shabracha hi hashoresh leshefa hakadosh sheyared al adam. So we understand that this idea that the inner awareness that is coming from eating, and then there's this consciousness and awareness that it surrounds us when we make a bracha, right? It gives us, it makes us focus and allows this awakening. So now, therefore, lachin, kishatochas biyadcha pri miperes eretz Yisrael. So when you take a fruit from the land of Israel, it has within it, it's something that's embedded within it, that's hidden, a spiritual thing. Or Elyon Shabam Mamash Me'ashkinash B'Shvil Nishmascha. That it, there's a spiritual light element in it from Hashem that is for your neshama. Elashahor Hazet Taloy B'Midas HaHetzkachos Shocha. But it's also dependent on where you're holding. Ki Im Tabit Rak Ala Pri HaKitzon, if you're just looking at the outer fruit. And what's driving you is just your regular physical desires. What is he going to say? It's okay, it's just a physical thing. You're doing a physical act. Ach im takbir belibcha avas Hashem yirasar. But if you actually stop and you have the love of Hashem and fear and awe of God, and you're going to make a bracha with tremendous kavana, v'hodei l'Hashem, thanks to Hashem, askar shema b'kedushin, you say His name with holiness, b'kach t'kasher et nishmaskan b'mala mala b'or hashchina, you're going to elevate your soul to a higher, higher level of the light of Hashem, v'tam shecharas kadosh gadol b'peiros, and you're going to now pull out the kedusha that's in this fruit. Acha achilaska t'yamamish mishupas b'shefa p'nimi gadol, until your eating is literally going to be, impacted from this incredible flow that's within this. Yeah, she'am shich bracha l'nishmaska, and that's going to come to your, or go to your soul. Yachad im amazon hachitzoni shiyazon gofcha, together with the physical elements that are going to sustain your body, your physical body. Not only that, ela shegam ha'achila hagash v'stiyah mezuchech esmod. This eating will be an act of purification for yourself. Ki ha'or ha'pnimi yizachech et hachitzonius v'chach gubcha yitzkadesh. The inner light is going to purify the externals, and so too it will sanctify your body. Ki yivnech mechomer asher neshama gedol azo. Bo. Right, so that it will build a from the physical thing that where your neshama is based on. Then from that you'll have a greater ability to understand Torah, comprehend Torah with kedusha. So Torah so Yisrael b'schus brachos hanenim b'kavana, and that from there you'll be zocher to have greater comprehension in the depths of Torah and the hidden parts of Torah, the Torah Seretz Yisrael, through the blessings that we make with Kavana. Hu asher amar ha-arizal, the Reb Chaim Vital, she'ikar ha-sagas ha-adam tluya, be-kavana mitis u-be-tamima be-berchas ha-nenin, ravein da-razel or ma-asherin. It's wild. So that the retold Reb Chaim Vital that a person's ability to understand and to comprehend is based on when we have proper kavana and when we make brachas on food. Wow. Okay. Yehi rason sheniska l'skadish. B'kiddush Hashem Yisbarach. B'ashros shchina el yona b'eretz chayenu. Yizkadshu kol ha'orchos chayenu. Ha'pnimi v'achitzonu b'kiddush Hashem Malko sh'olam. M'mheir ad niska l'bi'as Mashiach tzidkenu b'binyan b'es mikdashenu b'mheir av yamenu. Amen v'amen. So Hashem should bless us that through this, we should be able to experience the Shekhinah, and right, and that we should be blessed with that all of our lives, both our external lives and our spiritual lives, will be blessed, and that we should be zochet to see them come Mashiach and the rebellion of Beis Hamikdash. Amen. All right, you guys are muted. What is it?
Mostly the fruit of Israel.
So I think that it's with all food, that because the way he described it is that when HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know, let there be, and that all those things, so that with all, in all food, but that the nature of Eretz Yisrael is that it's on steroids. So that there's got to be elements of it within all of the world, but for sure, it's like Ein Adam El, right? That's what we say to get to Eretz Yisrael, that it's Eretz, right? You saw the double Eretz there. The seven species. So, like, I was thinking something different. I was thinking, is a banana that's grown in Israel the same as, you know, as a pomegranate or a grape? So, or the wheat, right? So, like, if you're gonna get a good, challah from, you know, the market that's been from wheat that was grown in Eretz Yisrael, so that's gonna be on the highest. But does that mean that, like, it's Rav Chaim Vital? You know, I think it would apply to anything. Like when you make a bracha, you're activating. Now, the Ramban says that when we do things outside of our soul, it's practice, and that the real game is when we're here. Okay, so, but I think that on the base level, that in all things, there's that spiritual element that's there that can be activated, like we just discussed.
Maybe there are different levels, he's saying, between like what comes out of the earth versus what comes out of elsewhere.
Yeah, that's the other thing. Like, let's say, like I was thinking also, but I guess, even like if, let's say, you're having meat, right? So like it's not something that's grown from the land, but it's definitely impacted, right? It eats everything from the land. That's right. But either way, I think within all elements of food, you see that there's definitely some kind of spiritual element as well that we're activating with our brachas. Or even if we're not acting, you know, it's there, it's embedded there. That because of the fact that it's Hashem's word that's sustaining everything, and He embedded within it everything, is a certain element of spirituality besides the physical. Yeah.
So you're saying the ground sustains us earlier.
Yes.
The ground created us.
Correct.
How did the ground create us?
Hashem took from the ground, and he's using the ground as like the basis for our creation.
So then, when the Nachash sinned, it was because his dirty ground, we're still getting his dirty ground off of us.
Well, it's worse than that. It's that it was not just off of us, it's in us. That's the whole idea. The Zuhama, the way it's described, it was embedded within us as well, right? So that's what the description of the man being a purifier, it comes into the physical body to as a purifier. Like we talk about cleansing, right? So like it was the cleanser, the ultimate cleanser. But like the idea of the man is like taking anything to its like the extreme. So the idea that the man was barely physical, right? That's why they never gave it a name, because it's in the spiritual realm, things have no limitation. So the man is man because it can't be identified and given, you know, any type of hard description, because that would create the limitation in it, you know. But going back to your thing, so like, you know, how do we take this to the Nachash and apply it there? But it's external. That's the point. The Nachash and that is all external stuff. We're from the Adama, from the depths of the Adama, not from the outside of it. You know. Yeah.
So you're saying we're not supposed to mumble through our brachas.
Oh, that's exactly. It's like it's a whole. I'm thinking. I can eat. My wife says, "Why are you eating that bread all the time?" Like, do you understand? Chita, it's right next to Eretz. I mean, but yeah, for sure, when we make a bracha, like this idea of, and the idea of what he's saying there, that last thing about the Rav Chaim Vital, what the Arizal told Rav Chaim Vital about how about kavana, about being like in our world or in our language, we would translate as awareness, like being aware, like having conscious
being
and
present,
aware.
Being present.
Yeah, being present. Yeah, that's a very big deal. Slow down, and right, yeah, slow down and take heed, and activate that spiritual elements that are in Hashem's world that He implanted there. Yeah, and maybe buy organic. Maybe organic's better. Not that garbage that they throw into them. I don't know, whatever. But either way, yeah, it's a good teaching. It's a very, very deep idea. Good. Pretty wild. It's something to think about. Very, very, very important.
And it then, changes you when you actually are present.
Yeah, it's a whole different. Yeah.
Just thinking.
Yeah. So start on Shabbos. That's the idea. Like Shabbos is the time when everything's off. And make brachas with kavana. And then you'll activate that spiritual energy. And you're not just getting whatever it is that you're eating there, but it's going to cleanse the soul and elevate us to be able to have a greater cognition and awareness and understanding of what it is that Hashem did with this creating this world, and be able to connect Hashem on a higher level. Should be zocha to be blessed in such a way that we should elevate ourselves and our families and our friends and everything, so that we should see only good things. A lot of blessing.
Oh, amen.
All right. Have a great week, Shabbos. A good chodesh, chodesh Adar. It should be filled with a lot of celebration, a lot of blessing.
Amen. All right. Yeah. Thank you.
Shkara.